Welcome to Writing Back to Happiness.
Time Travel, the Journey to Recovery.
Take off your colours, pour them into mine. Your beauty is just like a rainbow and a sweet sunshine. You make my whole world a glorious day. It's all that I can do to frame the things I need to say. It's you, it's you, it's you. Fill up the corners like an old suitcase. There's nothing and nobody who can take your place. My empty arms are waiting. All the while, the one who lights the room with such a smile. It's you, it's you, it's you. One I can depend on. You are the one so much more than a friend. It's true. It's you. It's you. It's you.
It was written in the sands. There was a definite seaside smell as he got off the train. It was the same smell that greeted him on arrival at his beautiful little town, visited on this day every year for the past 10 years. Upon sniffing that glorious air, he remembered the very first time he got off at this picturesque seaside town many years before. It was 1941, and he was evacuated here like the other children. This was the first time he laid eyes on her angelic freckled face, flaming red hair, with eyes that seemed to speckle with gold. Molly Ignatius O'Brien, the fiery Irish girl that stole his heart that very day. Sorry, Mammy, but I can smell the fish and chips from here. Oh, and the ice cream, the sea air, even the metallic taste in the air of the nearby fairground with the Dodgem cars. Come on, Mammy, can we go see? Her mummy's heart just melted upon the sight of the excited little girl, turning her original frown from running off the train like that upside down, and smiled herself, taking her hand and skipping off together to the wonderful sights and sounds that reached out to greet them. The mesmerized little boy was watching on, just tugged on his mother's arm, pulling her along to follow her. Officially meeting up at the ice cream stand, where their mothers promptly introduced themselves to each other, henceforth becoming lifelong friends, totally inseparable, spending all their time together on the beach and other seaside attractions. Till the war ended, all those wonderful memories were still fresh in his head, and could recall them instantly from the sights, sounds, and smells that brought them all back. As he walked towards the beach, he saw the same flower shop that was still there many years later. The same lady greeted him with a tender look she always did upon meeting him. Holding those bright yellow daffodils, she always knew he wanted. They were Molly's favourite, and yellow was the colour of the dress she was wearing the first day he met her. She was the shopkeeper's daughter, all those years ago, when he first came. She now owned the shop herself after her mum had died. She used to watch all those kids that came to her sweet little seaside town, but especially him. I think she secretly fell in love with him, but kept it to herself. He thanked her, smiling, and went to pay her as normal, but she always insisted there was no charge, saying it was the least she could do for him. Knowing what they were for, she would then watch as he walked off towards the very spot everything happened. As he did so, memories flashed of their first kiss upon hearing the war would soon be over. They were splashing about in the sea when his mother came racing over shouting about the D-Day landings, and they just seemed to look at each other in their eyes, so happy, leapt into each other's arms, filled with joy, began kissing each other passionately. Memory after memory crashed across his mind like the waves of the sea he was experiencing. Firstly, carrying her with the bouquet of daffodils from their wedding still in her hands, splashing into the sea, kissing passionately like all those years before. Then crash, the most terrible memory of all. It was a year later. He was carrying her like before, but joking about how heavy she had become. She slapped him for that, and he dropped her in the water. "Ouch, that hurt," rubbing his face. She splashed him for dropping her, saying, "Our child will get you back for that," then kissed him tenderly, then screamed in agony. She had stood on a rather rare and dangerous jellyfish that had come to those shores during the war. He picked her up and started screaming for assistance, running to the shore. An ambulance was called and rushed them to hospital. The shock of the sting had sent her into labour. In a whirlwind, she gave birth to a beautiful little girl in the image of her mother, including the speckled gold in her eyes. But the poison from the sting got into both of their bloodstreams, and mother and baby sadly died tragically soon after the birth. Upon reaching the exact spot of those crazy messed up memories and placing down the flowers, began writing the names of those loves of his life, drawing a heart around them, then watched tenderly as the sea came in, then took them away as he did before. But this time he felt two warm arms around him as he sobbed uncontrollably. It was a girl from the flower shop. Surprised, he looked up, meeting her eyes, then suddenly kissed, but feeling guilty, pulled away. "I'm sorry," running off to the hotel room, which was once the first place he went to when evacuated. But a hotel now. As he lay on his bed and drifted off to sleep, he dreamed that both mother and baby awoke from their eternal sleep, and he watched in amazement as his little girl grew up in front of him, sharing many a happy time together, going to the beach, playing in the sand, swimming in the sea, buying ice cream, riding the dodgems and screaming in the ghost train, until the age she would have been now. Then both Mollies, who bore that beautiful name, hugging him, said, "It's okay. It wasn't your fault. You can move on. It's your time to be happy now. We love you." Waking up with tears in his eyes, not of sadness, but the joy he was given that second chance. Strolling downstairs for breakfast, where that lovely flower girl greeted him, smiling. "Hi, I'm Briny." "Hi, I'm Brian. Do you come here often?" Winking. Fantasy. "I'd like to find a soulmate, still I have to face the truth that I'm no longer skipping through the heady blooms of youth, so I won't waste time on silly games and playing by the rules. No, treat 'em mean to keep them keen like we are still in school. Friends with benefits don't interest me, nor does a one-night thing. I don't want to be the secret in somebody's married fling. I crave an old-fashioned kind of love that takes its time to build. A best friend, loyal lover, one who keeps my soul fulfilled. Maybe I'm just dreaming of something that will never be, and seeking this in our modern world is purely fantasy. Happy Valentine's Day, folks, and a huge thank you to my brother-in-law Jonathan for that beautiful song, It's You, and to my wonderful friend Brenda for allowing me to share that wonderful poem, Fantasy. Also, I was able to share my story, It Was Written in the Sands. For more information about this podcast, please check out the description page accompanying this podcast. And please check out more podcasts on Writing Back to Happiness. Time Travel, The Journey to Recovery.